dice che nella lingua capo di dusci some melee the kesem dusci certainly doesn't belong to her, but if the kesem dusci did belong to her, so then the father would be mikabel di dusci. Now, so in other words, so there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Pitro, and the Rosh on one hand, and the Rambam and the Rashbo on the other, as to whether, according to this Gemara, the Nara can be Mikabel as a Dushin or cannot be Mikabel. It is very strange, because on that point there is a machlekes that from the beginning, in Dushin between Rabbeinu and the Rosh. Now turn to the Gemara that meant in the moment after a few doubts the wish to carry a ticket now most of now I'm also he will be on the cabin is deep on the Jude in the day 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 in בכל שיחילו ישתר את איתו, אין יחילו. אין יחילו להסגש. So, we must like the Tanakhama, of course. That Naro and Rosso, so there are two Mikabu to get. The father can be Mikabu to get, and the daughter herself, the Naro, can be Mikabu to get. So then, Omar Ashvishlokish, כי מחלקס לגרשי, כך מחלקס לדושי. ורגיכם נאמר מחלקס לגרשי, אבל לדושי דברי חקי לא ביר ולא ביר. וואי, אין לתנקמי, הולדס, לתוב ביר ולא ביר. וואי, so the mascot of the Gemara is, so, דושי ידעי תו ביר ולא ביר. גרשי בעל כוחו, בין הי, בין הביר. בין הביר. And we pass like a vehicle. So it seems that according to Tesis and the Pitro, and the Tesis of Rosh, so this Gemara goes a little bit Rishlokish. And according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, this Gemara goes a little bit Rabbeinu. This Gemara goes a little bit Rabbeinu. This Gemara goes a little bit Rabbeinu. It's a very strange thing. But anyway, this is what, well, I mean, in Tesis, so it's a deal, but in Tesis Rosh, it's mentioned in Fikash, I think. Now it's not.
So Rosh is not. You think, about Nara, this way, yeah.
No, so, but I'm buying it, I'm maybe, he is coming to show. Maybe. Turn to the Tesis Arosh, because the parallel in the first column, the Pitei Nehles Meir, Tehles Meir, Tehles Meir, Dusha, my father's daughter. So then he says, again, we don't have to go over there. Okay. Veime, Hanu Lektano, Kelema, Iktano Shaya Tamina Kolachemi, Hashto Bio Mikabel Bishel, Yu Shakra Kaspi, Avonaro Disli Yad, Yu Titish Napsho, the Yu Tishko Kaspo, Kilena Kishimis Kadeshis Atsmo, Yamon Shalom, the Hashti Miche, the Boyle Mela, Elamomene, the Apple Gab the Kanon Kerbe Hane, Domo the Kamon Pirate Vase, the Naro Bio Mikabel Bishel, the Lord Yu, Talmudim meheda lufushe alivrish. Strange thing. Of course, the Ramban and the Rashbashite is more smooth. Now, the Eime, Reine Handel ist Hanno. Aber Narod ist Liad. Die Kabul des Schell, maybe ich kann ihn Kabul. Mit Meile, ich kann ihn Kabul des Schell. So, she will get the Kessel Dusch. So, the more as Terrence is now, it's in Kaposik on Mai, she is in the shoes of the father, so she cannot even be Mikabel. She cannot even be Mikabel. She cannot even be Mikabel. This is, alright, I mean, we're still a baby discussion. I just, as we are going over the Gemara, I just wanted to mention, you know, shouldn't become confused and think, I mean, the Rambam, the Rajput, the Mitzvot, it's a Rosh, the Brisk, it's a Rosh, it's Haina. It's not Haina. There is a difference. Now, the Rambam, when he explained the Gemara, so he says, that when the Gemara says, I will narrow this liat, cover the shell. So, cover the shell, and the Kesef should belong to her, so he says, that means, maybe she can be cover the shell, maybe she can be cover the shell. We may let the Kesef Dushin belong to her, because if she didn't have the Dushin, how could the Kesef Dushin belong to the father? How could the Kesef Dushin belong to the father if she is in Kabbalah's Dushin? If she is Kabbalah's Dushin, how could it belong to the father? After all, so then it's the same oneness. It's the same oneness that the Gemara said. So, the Gemara said, the Gemara said, Hashto, Dio, Mikabu, Michel, Dino, Shaka, Kasko, turn to the Ramah. You see the Russian. This is Bakhtin. Now turn to the Ramah. It's the base of the Dalek in the first column, the second line. So he mentions creation of the sin of the Fatimza. She enforcing the Vadai, she over a showing the Kaddish Pitin Ara, the Siddha Pitin Osaki. The only sin is the Mashmo, a police holy hoopo, the Pirish Rashi Pisumis. The Efshal Imash, Kishimos or Kishimchanos, the Oxid in Emesoy Adolo, Uskoluo, the Kishimos holy hoopo, Kishimchanos, the Heliki, the Hidu Shalom Adnu. Show off. I show you the catch of the home she yields it. After she narrow, mail the madness, she gets a base stop. We can answer the cash that the other machine mess. Now that they have a new Gemara is, that is Bittin HaSakarish has reference only to Tano, so how does the Gemara say, so Shana Bish is of Gam, the Avu Yeshaya B'Gavayah, because it can be Mesa to Nubum Geshrim. According to this argument, the Gemara, in Naro, it cannot be Mesa to Nubum Geshrim. The answer is, even according to the Havan of Gemara, he still can be Mesa to Nubum Geshrim, if he's in Kabbalah Geshrim. But perhaps, she herself can also decide to be recovered to she from somebody. In the middle of Madness, she gets a place to Goma Sholei. The boy must all move on Kishrin. The other one will leave her in the tunnel. I will now hoch a pebushi. They in the hand of the tunnel show, I show you the catch up. The him show, I show you the catch up. The Lord here at small. He epsha she gets a dushi in the end shalom. She are ya. Ab. לוי מחמוסו הוא זכה ולוי מחמשליחה שהרי לי אין לו יד ולא השליחוס אבל נערו דיס ליד אי כדימוצה למימה אי הוא נאמה לכד אי כלמימה הדימוצה אי הוא נאמה לכד השנפשו ואי הוא and in that case אי הוא תשקל כספו כשהי קיצ'ו עשה עצמו ובינו למיפשת נפורס ודורים שעקר בשוסעת שאילו היו ברשושת בכלל, היו בינות רומדאיתו, היך יופי רעוב, וכי נאמי מכסף כנוס היה אופינו, ולילה מהווה דאוב הכסף, וכי משכן ודאי אילו לו מקבל קדושהו, דרך אפשר שהיא מקבל קדושהו, ויוביאו איש כך. So he operates in the same oneness. The Gemara said before, Hashtel Bido Mikabu Bishio Biyil Tishlo Kaspo. Why? Because that's a general principle, that the Das Makhne gets the Kesekinyan. Who gets the Kesekinyan of the Chire? The Mecher, because he's the Das Makhne. Now, if the father is Mikabu Bidushi, how is it possible that the Ketan of the daughter should get the Kesekinyan? Because the father is the Das Makhne, he has to get the Kesekinyan. So Mele, the Ramban says, and based on the same on this, the Habamin of the Gemara was perhaps the Nago, who is the Velo, who has Das, who has the whole Yad, perhaps she has the Keach, she has the Rishus to recover the Bush. And in that event, in that case, she gets the Kesekinyan. So then the Teretz of the Gemara is, so then the Teretz of the Gemara is that she doesn't have Rishus to become a Kedush. And if she does not have Rishus, but if the daughter would be able to be Mikabel the Kedushin, then the father, So, because if the daughter could be Mikabel the Kedushin, it would be inconceivable that the father should take the kesef. That the father should take the kesef. In other words, so that's the Teretz of the Gemara. So, v'chidu shechein vada yi'u lo Mikabel the Kedushin, v'ich efshar shehi Mikabel the Kedushin, v'yoviyo yishlo kesef. That's inconceivable. That's inconceivable. Now the question is why? Because that's contrary to the longness of Gemara. He even kabbalas the shell, the new mishkel kaste, the new mishkel kaste. I mean, that's so here too. Now the question is, how about the tishosh and the before? I mean, they say that Gemara in the Havamin assume and even the Maskone, it's like a shlokish. So the Gemara assume that the daughter of the Nago can be Mikabel. But the Gemara's Havamin was in the case where the daughter is Mikabel and that she can. So then the daughter should get the Kesedushin. And the Teretz of the Gemara is no. That even a little bit of a shlokish, that the daughter can be Mikabel Kedushin. But who gets the Kesedushin? The Kesedushin, the father gets the Kesedushin. But according to the Ramban, that's inconceivable. Because Bechim Shachin, the Ramban says, Bechim Shachin, Vada Yi Eloi Mikabel Kedushin. They have shall she be in Kabbalah the Shell, we are Vio Yishka Kaste. So, in other words, it's like the longest of the Gemara before. The Gemara said it's impossible that the father should be in Kabbalah the Kedushin and the daughter should get the Kesedush. So, vice versa, it's the same conversely. It's impossible that the daughter should be Mikabel the Kedushin, the Ramban says, and the father should get the Kesedushin. The converse of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's inconceivable that the daughter, that the father should be Mikabel the Kedushin for the daughter, the Ketano, and the other dektano should be zeichinese. That's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? Because there is a general principle. There's das maknes zeichin kesekiyah, not someone other than das maknes. If the father is mekabel the kedush for the daughter of the Ktano, so he is the das maknes. He should be zeichin the kesekiyah. So it's inconceivable. Now, so the Ramban says the converse is also true. Now, assuming that the daughter of the Nara is mekabel as the dushin, so she is the das maknes. So she is the das maknes. So Mele, if she is the das maknes, so it's inconceivable that the father should be zeche in the. I'm assuming that the Nara. The Nara, who is a Delo, has her own yad, she has her own das. So she is the Kador of the Dushi. So she is the das maknes, so it's inconceivable that the father should be zeche in the Kesekiyah. Because the das maknes should be zeche in the Kesekiyah. But according to the Ritvon et Eis Rosh, so the Gemara goes a little bit of Mishlokish, and according to Mishlokish, a little bit of Emes. The daughter of the Nara is Mikador as the Dushin, and still the Gemara gives the Teretz, that even in that case, a little bit of Mishlokish, so who is Zeyche in the Ketan Dushin? The father. But Malacha, if the daughter is capable, has Rishus, to be Mikabeo, the Dushin, so maybe she is the Das Makne, so how could the father be Zeyche in the Ketan Dushin? According to the Ramban, a limit of Ishwakish, when the daughter is Mikabel Dushin, then who is Zeichin the Kesem Dushin? The daughter. And according to the thesis of Rosh and the Ritvo, according to Ishwakish, the daughter can be Mikabel Dushin, but who is Zeichin the Kesem Dushin? Who is Zeichin the Kesem Dushin? So we have the Machlekes Hashem, a limit of Ishwakish. It's like Alibid Ilche said, because we pass him like Rabdechen. But Alibid of Ishwakish, who says that Alibid the Emes, Alibid the Emes, Alibid the Emes, so, Alibid the Emes, the daughter of the Nara has refused to recover the Dushin. So according to the thesis of Rosh, and the Ritvo, they say it's all the Ferash. Our thesis does not say it's all the Ferash, but it's Mashma. From our thesis also that way. I mean, I don't want to go into it, because we still didn't go over the thesis inside this, and we're discussing it by pet. So, according to thesis, and this is a Rosh, and the Ritvo, so, according to Mishlokish, that now can be Kadol as the Dushin, and she is the Kadol as the Dushin. Who is Eichen the Kesef Dushin? According to Tesis, this is a washing of before. Who is Eichen the Kesef Dushin? The father. According to the Ramban, according to Mishlokish, who are with the Emes, the daughter of the Naro can be Kadol as the Dushin. So in such a case, who is Eichen the Kesef Dushin? The daughter, not the father. Because since she is the Das Makne, so the Mele, the Kesedushin has to belong to the Asmakte, not to someone else. And the Raya, the Kash, the Raya of the Ramban is the Gemore. The Gemore says that the Siyumi, that the Ktano, the Siyumi, that it's inconceivable that the father should be coming to Dushan for the daughter of the Ktano, and that the Ktano should be zeichen the kesef. That's inconceivable. Why? Because the one who is becoming the Dushin has to be zeichen the kesef. So apparently, there is a difference between what the Gemara says and the converse of the Gemara. What the difference? There is a very simple distinction. You see, the Gemara says that in respect to Ktano, Ktano certainly cannot be das Makne. She certainly cannot be Makne herself in Dushin. So who is the exclusive Das Makne? The father. Some Mele. So in case of, in connection with Ktano, inasmuch She cannot be Das Matre. She cannot be Maknes. Only the father can be. So the father is the exclusive Das Matre. So it's inconceivable that the father who is Mikabel, who exclusively is Mikabel the Dushin for the daughter of the Ktana, that he should be Mikabel the Dushin and that the Ktana should be Zeichan Gerekinen. Mashayim came the converse. So let's say I live in the Rishwakish. So two, that the daughter now can be Mikabel the Dushin. So she can be Das Makne and the father can also be Das Makne. In other words, Rishwakish says, that if the daughter that now decides to become a wish from a certain man, she can do so. She doesn't have to console the father. But suppose the father decides to become a wish from a certain man, does he have to console the daughter? No! So both are Das Makne. So melee, there is nothing wrong in the Ktano in the narrow deciding to become a wish from a certain man, and the father being Zeiche in the case of wish. Because he too can be Machnevidor, you see. He too. Mashayim King, the Gemara says that it's inconceivable in respect to Tano, because there the father who is the Kabbalah Dushin is the exclusive Das Machnevidor. Anyway, so what we have in Machlekes, between the thesis of Rosh and the Ritva, on one hand, and the Ramban and the Rashba on the other, according to Rish Lakish, that the daughter of the Nara can be covered with Dushin. So the thesis of Rosh and the Ritva, and probably our thesis, has the same shite. So even in that case, who is Eichel because of Dushin? The father. Because the father is still a Das Machte. Even though the daughter is also a Das Machte, but the father is still a Das Machte. But according to Rabban and Rashba, but in this case, who was the Das Machte? And this specific dush, the daughter, so memele, the father cannot be zeichen in the case. That's the machlekes. It's a very basic machlekes. All right. Because Gemara mentions this oneness, this concept. Because Gemara says, why? Because the Keset Ki, who has to be Zeichel Keset Ki? The Das Machne. Whoever is the Machne. So according to Rish Lakish, and in this specific situation, the Nara was the Makne, she herself was Mikabel Yudushin. So she has to use the Kesem Yudushin. But that's the Rundes of the Ramban and the Rashba. But the Tesis of Rosh and the Ritva say no. True, in this specific situation, she was the Makne. But the father can also be a Das Makne.
Ramban would disagree, let's say, when it goes to a Nara goes to work, so it might say that I'm going to the father.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the Kohenet, she's the Poel. And yet the father, the king goes to the father.
They only have it in the Zakosu that my Shadel of you, I mean, what's it?
Is that the same Zakosu?
No.
Right.
But here the Gemara says, mentions this London. The Gemara mentions this London. Kandishi. So the Gemara says, of you, Mikamu, Mishal, the Yu Shakra Kasu. Alright, now. Now let's finish the Gemara after the two guys. So the Gemara is the kasha, the high of your tzachino. The ochel door say, on boil the lechid itanye, the time of your tzachino may only bagos, in case of failure, you may now. So we learn out another aloha, that the chizyitzin, the sirens, the bagos, on rabbi in kinyin, the kho, in case of without him. My in case of with you, in case of the Zea, we have to know. Umani walk, umai dashin wache. How do we know that we dashin the Yud? That the Yud name is considered like a Yisu. Tanya Zera Imo. What does it say, Zera Imo? In other words, if let's say Baske, as long as she is the shoes of the yom, so then the halacha is she eats kuma. But the moment she gets married to Izar, so then she cannot eat kuma. Now suppose she got married, and then the husband divorced her when the husband died, so then it depends. If she has children, if she didn't have children to the husband, so then she is chuzeres the shusotio and she can continue in tum. But if she has children to the Tzar, so then she cannot, even after the husband dies or divorces her, she cannot eat tum. So the Torah says Vizera Enlo. Only the Zera Inlo, so then she can eat Truma again. But if she has Zera, so she cannot. Zera Inlo, only she yakin. So, only El Zara, Zera Zara Nain, Talmina Zera Inlo, Ain. The only El Zera Kosha, Zera Possum Nain, Talmina Zera Inlo, Ain. Zera Inlo, only she yakin Rashi. Al Baskin Lechel Bitrumo, El Zaram Yisroel, Zera Zaram Nai, suppose she has children, but the children also died, but she has grandchildren. So, Tamil Arimlo Aimra, she needs no Vieshlo Ben, Vieshloi Ben, Afunya, suppose she has, is there apostle Mamzer? Is there apostle Kigin Mamzer? So then the Aloch is also Maki. So, so how can you learn how the Zera Apostle? So Zera Zaro is the Chod, they were married to one. Kids the Chod, Zera Apostle. So, in other words, so we see that the Tane learns out from the extra youth. So here too, we can learn out from the extra youth. Now that Tane, of Zera Imo, how does he know that from the extra yud we can dash in Toshes, that the extra yud is considered like Yisro? The Tanu Gufen Mawan the Dori Shochet, Am Reksiv Moin Bilo Moin Yivon, Reksiv the yud. He refused Bilo. The Yavam refused. So we see without the yud it's written sometimes. The Och Reksiv the yud. Shmamna und Roshu Dost. Wie ist es von nicht auf Dusche oder Bio? Wie ist es von nicht auf mein Schleder oder Bio? Die Kosa Brachmann und Dusche oder Bio haben am Ende nicht mehr die Tarke. Aber mein Schleder oder die Kommentarke, immer die da haben. Wie achten wir mal sie der Ort, die kommen nicht so in den. Aber du schäu, die mir haben wir große Ort, immer die da habe, zwirch. Na, jetzt sie der Rasch. Ili mi bagrush, in stano, in nagus di es beires, in kesset wo du arachem, mit zio ili mi nagus, wo ich kam in poich, in den Abgur, in nagus, bagrus me abrutin. Ein Kesset, loi Jud, die wird sie moi lieber. Nun, da schien und Jud, wenig halt auch über Knapfe. Sehr einmal. אין שיעקב על פסקים הולך לתחומו לזר מן ישראל. זר זר מן עין, אומרים הרי לו עין הולך, שימי זנו ויש לי בן, עפו מיעקב, זר הפוסל קלימן זר, נהי בוני מראים כתבוני, נחקו לו ממסך הסיבוני, לפיר כבוע על מבנתי, ויתם קופי מנולי, כמשמע רואים ולא יוד, מוים בילו, אם ביטאיתי לי לחימון, ויצריך למכתב מה שיודע או להוביל, כי יאו יפריעו מהספיטי ליום, וכל מי זה נראה, ביטאיתי על מה שיודע או תשכיח. So, so Ash explains it, because the Gemara says, Viashnir my siodeo di komisanime. So, but the Kashi Bada Trashi, but the Torah is not Mechayev, a father, to give his answer to the Rebbe. So how can we say that the reason is why the my siodeo of the daughter of the Nara belongs to the father is because he gives them his answer. He's not even a queer. We're not told to give them his answer. Of course, if he's on it, so then we force him to support her because of Zoke, and he has it in Dine. But there is no chiyuv of mizeinus to the daughter the way the Torah requires the husband to give support to the wife, Sheoksus Unosalika. So how can the Gemara say, Biashino Maisi Odeo de Komizinam, as see, the father had been chiyuv in the Torah to give mizeinus to the daughter. He's not chiyuv to give mizeinus to the daughter. And still the Maisiyadeo belongs to her. But the only thing that the daughter can do, in other words, if, let's say, the father refuses to support the daughter, then now, suppose the father tells the daughter, now, you're already 12 years old, I don't want to support you. Support yourself. So then she goes to work, and as much of the earnings that are necessary for her support, she can keep for herself. But let's say she goes to work and she makes, let's say, $100 a week earns, and she needs for her support for the business $50 a week. So the $50 over and above what is necessary for her own support, she has to turn over to the father. But the father is not mechuyev to support the daughter, except on the basis of mitzvah tzedakah. But there is no chiyuv of mizeinus. So how would the Gemara say, V'yashmina ma'isiyodeo b'kom mizeinimenei is not mechuyev to the mizeinim. So Rashi explains, true, he's not. But what's the derech? A father usually supports the daughter of the Nara. He doesn't tell her, I don't want to support you. So mainly we could say the reason as to why the Torah was mizakeh the father with the earnings of the daughter, because that's in return. It's in return for the mizeinus that he gives her. Even though he's not mechuyev, the Torah doesn't even obligate him to do it. But that's the usual, that's the derech eilo. So how can we learn out that the kedusha should also belong to the father? That's what Rashi says. Because the commission made, so the daite al maisio deo de shlicha, but in all the causes, the whole daite al in the same of the shlicha. We're not going over all this, it's impossible. But maybe we should go over the two small pieces. So one piece is so small, I mean, one hand, why are we? How is that? Before he will show me, she actually schools to be here, she actually is how it happened. So there is a big fish in this thesis. And he mentions it from the Yoshal. Because from Rashi to Piers, that when the Gemara says, when the Gemara mentions this mission, the Tzubes, of Rob Zakoi Bibite, the Tushel, the Kesev, the Shtau, the Bibie, So what does it mean, Zakoi Bibie, that he can be Meisei of the Dover to Kedushin al Bibie? In other words, he is the one who decides. That's much. But then there will not be any real equation between the Zakoi Bibite Bidusheo and Bikesef and Bishtah and Zakoi Bibite Bidusheo Bibin. Because vis-a-vis Zakoi Bibite Bidusheo Bikesef and Bishtah, so the Mishnah doesn't only say that the father is the one who decides to turn over the daughter to Kedushin of the Shtah and Kedushin of the Kesef. But the father also acquires the Kesef, and he acquires the Shtah. Who acquires the Shtah? Who is here in the Shtah? The father. Not the daughter. Not at all. He acquires, he makes his Eichel the Shtah. Mashiach in respect to Bia, so the Zakoye only means that he decides to turn her over the Dush. Mashenkin, according to this, so according to Rashi's Pshat, there is no Shivo, there is no perfect analogy between the expression in the Mishneh of Zakoye Bikesef Ubishtar and Zakoye Bibi. Because these are B, Kesef Ubishtar, Zakoye means two things. First of all, he decides to turn her over in Dushin, and secondly, that he acquires the Kesef. He is Zeichin Nishtah. Mashenkin vis-a-vis Bie, so Zakoy only means that he, Zakoy only means that he decides, not that he acquires it. Mashenkin, according to this shot, there is a perfect analogy between the Zakoye expression of Zakoye Bikesef Ubishtar and Zakoye expression Zakoye Bibie. Because the expression Zakoye Bibie also implies two things. First of all, he decides to turn over in Dushin al Bibie, and then that he gets the Kesef, the Schar, for the Dushin. Not the donor gets it, but he gets it. For the Shalmei Sheish Lishkud Bibie, Sheneisim Lishcha, Likadeish, Likadeish Bibie. Ve'im El Lidon. What was the Gemara's kasha? Two, we have it Rosh. In Kesef was Mizeh, in Kesef was Nacher. So how do we know that Nacher is referenced to the Av? Maybe the Od Nacher is referenced to the Dorah. So this is the kasha. Vim Tema. For a kol chochu yitzrich ro, el olay ma'ashein le'av, the hodin v'katcha v'kesef, gomar kicha kicha mizeh. So this says the kasha. How can we say that the pshat in the droshe in Kesef Lo Mizeah or in Kesef Lo Mizeah has reference to the daughter of Saul? Because what if it has reference to the daughter of Saul, so Mele, what does this pasuk tell us? So this pasuk is completely superfluous, because insofar as the halacha that the nishon is the kodeshes al bikesef is concerned, that we know from the teshuvah of kichakim liyachem. So why does the Torah have to say yotzachim bikesef? So there is a yisur, there is a superfluous pasuk of yotzachim bikesef. So bishlemi, if we say that the purpose of the Doshi is to tell us that the father gets it. So then we understand, so there is no Yisro. But if we say that she gets the Kesef, so that Posik doesn't tell us anything new. So that Posik doesn't tell us anything new. The Posik doesn't tell us anything new. So why does the Posik have to tell us Yo trajeron en casa. Es fa, es de aloja de it. And you should be listening because it's concerned. So without your trajeron in casa, I wouldn't know it. That's the discussion. That seems to be a very strong kashi. The Yeshiva, the Mikolo, can you be sure of the Nema, Shein Shalav, the Eid, who the Mashmuri is the core, who the Kamal Maskon, and the Nod, the Hanna Trey Poets. That's not important for our purpose. So Gemara says here that the reason as to why the Torah had to mention the drosh of Yotzo Chinam in Keset is to tell us that the Kedushin belongs to the father, not to the daughter. So not to the daughter. So in other words, this is the saying, how do we know that the Kedushin belongs to the father, not from the mere fact that there is a Yisra Apostle. From the mere fact that there is a Yisra Apostle, we wouldn't establish this halakha. But only when there is an implication in the drosha that it belongs to the father. I mean, this is how the Mashal and the Maram explain cases. Not like the Mashal. The Mashal's part is very strange. Very strange. Of course, the right shot in cases is the way the Mashal and the Maram explain. Not the way the Mashal explains. And they mention the cases in Suvets that involved. So what does he say? That how do we know that the Kesef Kedushin belongs to the father? Not from the mere fact there is a Yisur Apostle, there is an additional Apostle, but because of the Droshe that explicitly says that it belongs to the father. So that's a little maskara of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "I will establish the Chikom in my." So what it means, Yitzir de Kavosei Kom Maid? It means Yitzir Aseiras in Dumye de Yitzir Asomo. So my Yitzir Asomo, in Kesef Lod, the Napkin of Shusei, Af Miu de Yish Kesef, Limish Yotzor Melekoma, Da'anad, the Gabi Aforas Vidori. So it's not just, we have an additional Kosei. So we learn out that a lot. Because maybe the additional posse comes to tell us some other halacha. Oh, I mean, there are so many halachas that could be deduced from the additional posse. But on account of the drosha of the tzir, the halacha of the mind, so the posse spells out what the additional pasuk is telling us. But if we didn't have the drasha of Yitzhak Tavosik on the mind, so then we wouldn't, we would just know there is an additional pasuk. So how do we know that that additional pasuk comes to tell us this? Maybe the additional pasuk comes to tell us something else. But the question is, what something? There is nothing else that is deduced from the Yotzachin Minkas. I mean, from the extra-youth, all right. From Yotzachin Minkas, so we learn how thousands and thousands. But from the extra-youth, nothing else is deduced. So, Mele, even without the explicit implication of Yitzir, I wasn't going to lie, we should say that we learn to the Father. Because otherwise, there would be superfluous possibility. So the answer is, maybe the so-called superfluous pasuk tells us something else. What something else? Now, there is a Russian in the beginning of Dushan that Pesach says the Kashi. That day is on that.
Introduction by the Rosh Hashiva Beis Cheshen, Heitav Shemem Hei, October 20th, 1984,
on Sunday. Let's go. We know that the Misha is Miskadesh in the Kesef. The Su Havid Nam, all Zakoi, the Kesef, the you no longer need to be kesev, kesev gavui, kesev gavui. In other words, so this is why the Gemara emphasizes, you no longer need to be kesev, kesev gavui, because as far as the general being that the initial blessing kesev is concerned, so that we learn now from kichem kichem zeyfe. But the Gemara d'Avdalet says that we need both sukkim. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Dawah in the Beis, the Ikos of Rachmoni Kinikach, have a mine Kedushin Yod no Baal the Doha, Kos of Rachmoni the Yod Tzorchino. So in other words, so if the Torah only mentioned the Posik of Kiche Kiche, then we would know the general deal that the Nishin is Bilesh of the Kesef. Let's say Bilesh, she is Bilesh of the Kesef. But I wouldn't know that the Kitanah is in Nare. So if we measure the kesef by the father accepting the kedush, and the kesef belongs to the father, that I wouldn't know from the drosha of kicha kichon zeyechem. So that's why the Gemara, what the Gemara emphasizes here. You know the mitri of the kesef d'achuyu, not that no mitri of the kesef. The general being with the kesef that we know from Yerichel. But the other thing, that kesef davuil vis-a-vis ektan and dinar. Alright. Omar Abdul Omarab, Yomar Krov, Yotso Chinam in kesef. In kesef was in Zea, but yes, kesef was not. What the Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the Shosh Ilo Yasalo. So, Yotso Chinam in kesef. What does it mean? In Shlosh Eil Yasalo? So Rashi explained it, I mean there's the flame shot. if neither one of these three things takes place, in other words, neither the Odin is Mi'ayha, nor the Sun is Mi'ayha, nor is there Giroin Kesed, because Nomo Vrio is Yetze, is Giroin Kesed. So, if Shlosh Ilu Yaselo, neither Yud can take place either by the Odin or by the Odin's Son, Vini or Dena. But suppose neither the Odin nor the Odin's Son is Mi'ayha, and there is no Giroin Kesed, so then she goes out free. When does she go out free? He means with her verse she says. And she goes out free, and in contrast to the Yitzia of the Giroin Kesed, where she has to pay back the order, to refund the order, the amount of money that is still due. So here, with Havash Desires, she goes out free and she doesn't have to give a penny to the order. That's the plain shot of Yotzochimon in Kesef, and it's in line with the Troshe of Yotzochimon, the Droshe, the Yotzochino many Nivagus, and Kesef Eilu Yimei Nahus. But the more Darshi, as the more points out further, it's from the fact that it's mentioned in Kesef, rather with Yud, rather than in Kesef without Yud. So in Kesef Rodin Zeh, Avodish Kesef Rodin Achim. So in this case, there is no Kesef. In this case, where she goes out with her voice money, Mashein came, when she goes out by virtue of the fact, if she goes out from certain issues, by virtue of the fact that she is Mikudeshes, so then there is Kesef. And who gets the Kesef? The Odin gets the Kesef. In Kesef Godin Zeh, Abol Yish Kesef, we all nach. Alright. Rashi. The Kesef in all own, Rochi Niker, Uriil Agar Kore Noket Lodi, Tchutze Loshin Kiri Mas Nisim, Zakoy Edipite, Sheha Kesef Yeh Shalei, Vu Mikabi Rashta, Vu Meisrol Yibiyo Al Kocho, Yishen Yidushin Beido Nao, Nolon achtartet mit dem Kessel, gibt dann das Wissen, und Nolon schob Sakoi boi, gibt dann aus. Jotzo chinuk aber nun für Alexis, für Schussoben bis in Moni Narus, und Mozo nicht ab Jotzo chinuk, weil ich boi in Kessel, I mean, with you. El Mikrash bei, in Kessel wurden sehr schnell zu nennen, aber die ist Kessel wurden nachher, die schnell zu nennen. So then, the more as the cash, So you have the Drosh, Yesh Kesef Lod Nach. In other words, there is another Yitzir where a certain Odin gets Kesef. But how do you know that the other Odin who gets the Kesef has reference to the father? Maybe it has reference to herself. After all, when she is in Kadeshes, so then she goes out from the shoes of the father insofar as Aphorah Midot is concerned. Because until she is Mikudeshes, so the father has exclusive jurisdiction over Aphorah Midot. The moment she gets Mikudeshes, so he loses, he becomes divested of the exclusive jurisdiction over Midot. And he acquires only joint jurisdiction together with the Ogus. So Mele, to a certain extent, she also becomes an Odin of herself because she's Yetze to a certain extent from the Rishus of the father. So how do we know that this Droshe, Yesh Kesef Lod Nachher, has reference to the father? Maybe it has reference to herself. Maybe it has reference to herself. They know the dog. So the Gemara says, Hochash, we couldn't say that Yesh Kesef Lod Nachher means that she gets the Kesef Rishus. because that's inconceivable. Hochash, or Vion, Kabud Yusheo, who is the Das Makne in Yusheo? Who is the Das Makne in Yusheo? The father, Nachi. How do we know that the Das Makne in Yusheo is the father? How do we know? The Chsive is beating us at Elisha Zeh. So since the father is the one who decides whether she should be in the dishes or not, Nachi, so how could she get the Yusheo? Och hasho, vio mi kabur nusheo, dixibes kifuno satiru nishaze, vi yiu shokwe kaspe. Because that's a general principle, no kiyon. Who gets the kesef? Who gets kesef? Let's say, karka is nikhen the kesef. So, who gets the kesef? Who gives the kesef? The rikiya gives the kesef. Kiyon. And who gets it? The meicher. Who is the meicher? The meicher is the das makhi. So that's the general principle. Who acquires the kesef kinyan? The das makne. So how could we say that the pshat in the posik ish kesef vod nacher is the daughter gets? She is not a das makne. The father is a das makne. So it's inconceivable that kesef vod nacher should have reference to the daughter herself. So it must have preference to whom? To the father. The Eime, Ami Yilek Tamek, the Lesla Yab, the Kabul Dush, Abunaro, the Isla Yab, the Kabul Dush, Tik the Shi and Nafshin Tishakas. Now we haven't learned the Tesis yet, but there are two Pshot in Tesis in that Gemara. One Pshot is the Eime, Ami Yilek Tamek, maybe the posik of his beating of Satvarisha Zeh, which implies that Das Makne in Dushin is the father, not the daughter, has reference only to Iktano. Because Iktano does not have her own Das, and she does not have her own Yad. So there the Aloha is that who decides whether she should be in Gedeshus or not? Who is the Das Makne? The father. Mashenkin, a Naro who has Das and who has her own Yad, maybe she is the Das Machin. So the father cannot even decide whether the Naro, the daughter, should be in Kodesh or not. But the Naro herself, the father, she is a Deo. So one shot in Tesfes is that the Gemara is saying now in the Havamine, they in the Hanemilek Tamer, the Lesra Yad, the Kabul Dush. So they are the posik of his speaking the Sakhalesha Zeh's reference. Mashain Kin Naro, Avonaro, this Yad. So the posik of his speaking the Sakhalesha Zeh does not have reference to. If the posik of his speaking the Sakhalesha Zeh does not have reference to Naro, so what's the status of Naro? Like Vegas. So in other words, who is Das Makne? The daughter, so the male, the pshat in the posik, which kesef vod nacher, the drosha, which kesef vod nacher, is that the daughter gets the kesef dush by now. How do we know that the pshat in the drosha is that by now the father gets the kesef dush? That's one pshat. So the Gemara says, Omakot nivel ben sovio, kol shvach nivel lovio. In other words, that's mentioned across the door. So we see that in Revisavio, that the father has jurisdiction not only over beating Tam, he has jurisdiction over beating now also. So we learn out not only in respect across the door that the father had the shoes over the door, but in respect to Dushan also, who decides whether the daughter should be in the dishes or not. The father, some male, we couldn't say that Kesef Vod Nacher has reference to the daughter, because since the father is the Das Makne, so the daughter couldn't accept the Dushin. Well, so the Lord refutes that. Well, hold on, Rabbuna Marav, Minayim. Shemaisi Abbas Leah, שנאמר בחיות שלי שהספיתי ליום. מר אומו מייסי יודע עוד רבו, אבא סתם מייסי יודע עוד אותיו. So we have to resort to a special outfit that the Maisiodaim of the bus of Inaro belong to the father, the Reich. Why? If we can learn out from Nuhel Bisovio that the father has general jurisdiction over the daughter of Inaro in respect to everything, not only a first daughter, some male, he should have jurisdiction in respect to my sister, there also. So why do we have to resolve a special posse of him to mission to carry on? Abbas Tamas will take the in the Rabbi Sabir, but what must you say? No, we couldn't learn it out from the Rabbi Sabir, because the Rabbi Sabir has reference to Midori. It doesn't imply that the father has jurisdiction over other areas, other than Midori. So maybe it does not imply that the father has jurisdiction in respect to Dush. So maybe we could say in Yochanami that the father does not have jurisdiction over the narrow in respect to Dush. So maybe the status of the narrow is like the status of the bakers. So maybe we could say that Yesh Kesef Lod Nachaya implies that the daughter of the narrow gets the Kesef Dush. And if you are going to say we should learn out Dushin from Nidori, and that's the reason as why we cannot learn out by Siladeo from a force in Dori, because Momeni Nisura Lealpinon. We retain the Nilat Kumpnose. If somebody is Miamis, is an hour, and Tat is an hour. So then the law is that he has to pay knas. He has to pay knas. So and who gets the knas of innocent? Who gets the knas of innocent? The father? He knows somehow be an arrow. So the father gets. So maybe we should learn out the conclusion that the father has the shoes over the daughter of the Naro in respect to Dushin from the fact that the daughter is in the shoes of the father in respect to the Knas and the father. So, the retainer Nelef in Knosse, Momim in Knosse Lealpino, the retainer Nelef in Beishes Ubgam, in Beishes Ubgam, in other words, in Amis, so has to pay the father not only the Knas, but he has to pay also Beishes and Gram to the father, and that's not enough. So we see now Beishes is Beishes. What is Gram? Gram is like Nezek. Now if somebody is Chedum Haver, he has to pay Nezek Tzadi Pesheles of Beishes. How is the Shunet, the place of Nezek made? In other words, if somebody Uvin cut off the hand of Shimen, so we appraise, we determine how much is Shimon worth as a slave with the end, and without the end, how much he is worth. Let's say with the end, he is worth as a slave, let's say 100,000 Zuz. But without the end, he is worth maybe only 10,000 Zuz. So the difference is 90,000 Zuz. So maybe that's the Nezek. So Gam, by Nyanis, Gam is like Nezek. He's like Nezek. And Beishes is Beishes, and that's not Knas. So you see from this Gemara that Beishes and Gam and Nezek are not Knas. Now, of course, many raise the question again to Rambam, because Rambam says in the Sefer Masik that both Beishes and Nezek are Knas. And it is not Chayev al Pi Doas Hatzmah. We require it because it's a Knas. So here it's more infreshes that Beishes and Nezek is not Knas, because the Morris says the Vitame Nail from Beishes and Gam, so Shana Beishes and Gam, Davos, Ayab, Gabay, but the Morris doesn't say Momeni Tosso Yalfinon as in respect to Knas, das. Now, the Rambam says in Cheskhim and Mazik, I'm not going to give it targets now, on this Rambam, maybe tomorrow, but I just want to mention it as we go with the more. Rambam in Perikei Dino Chesrei Mo Mazik Halochet Vov said as follows Heide Achide Shehu Chobal Nishalim Chamish Dvorim Shehari Reidi Hoyu Shom Shemichnas Lesekyo Din Sholim Nishasam Zivo Yotso Chob Avon Reidi Shom Reidi Tal. In other words, if two Eidim saw how, let's say, Chubin and Chimet entered into a room and no one else was in the room, and then they came out, and Chimen is all bruised up now, and of course, and Chimen says that Reuben was chayvul, and Reuben is chayvul, and Reuben is very dead that he was chayvul, so then he's chayv to pay hate worry because there is a riot. I mean, the Aradim also didn't see exactly everything, but I mean, that they did saw something that collaborates the Hidoye, the timing of the Nervil and the Hidoye of the Hidoye. Avon Mosh, Hidden Fal, but suppose no one was present. But then, he just come to Bezin, Rubin and Chinen, and Chinen says, Rubin was Hidden. Reuben is chayvul, and Reuben is made. Reuben is made. So Avon Yerushalayim Chaval, who in the Chaval to me, Shimon says to Reuben Chaval to me, the Hede Me'atzmei, and then Reuben is made. Is Potter Min Hanezek Umin Hatzar V'Chayv V'Shemes U'Bepeishes U'Beripa U'Beatzmei. So that writes. So if there is Hidoye by the Chayveo, so then he has to pay Sheves and Ripo and Beishes. But Nezek and Tzar is Potter. Why is Potter Nezek and Tzar? So the Rambam says because Nezek and Tzar is Knas. Sheves is Momen, is not Knas. Ripo is Momen, is not Knas. Why is he Chuyev to pay Beishes? Why is it mechuyev to pay Beishes? After all, Beishes is also class. So the Rambam says something very strange. He says, the fact when he's made it, so the Beishes is repeated again. Because, in other words, it's like a recapitulation of the same Beishes. Because, like this, no one knew that he hit it. Now he's made it that he hit him, so there's a basis now in the time of the world. It's a very strange one. Anyway, but what the Rambam says in effect that of the hate volume, so the only two items that are moment are Sheves and Ripu. Because Sheves measures his own money. And Ripu, of course, measures the expenses, the medical bills. So that's money. Mashiach, Nezek, Tzah, and Beishes, that's Knas. because this doesn't involve in chisom money, tzang also some money. It is something that that is worth more than all the money in the world, but it doesn't represent in chisom money. Tzang and nezek, so is the measure of his worth as a slave. With the hand and without the hand, but he cannot be sold as a slave anyway. So he doesn't measure in chisom money. It's a special person that he has to pay that value. So that's knas. But beishes, even though it's knas. So then the Rambam says, Baruch Hazai, Iloma mishali modom shleish et vore neila al piatsmi, sha'asheves vore vipu, momi nu veloi knas, shim lo yitin le yari choske momi, shu mishat ve im kotom im lachte, va beishes lo yipi ale yal bishor shneidu bifaneinu, shu chobol, sha'aner mal shu chobol bivipi odom, ili beishes, the dose of the best in his Shebishoiz. I told once an editor of a Yiddish paper that they mentioned never there is a clash between two rabbonim. So they mentioned that they have headlines. So I said, you are Mibayish, the rabbonim the daily. Let's say, one time it was mentioned that there was an argument between Rabbi Chalevi and Rabbi Zashar. So, years ago, it also happened. So, the Yosemite at one time made a certain remark against the Yitzchak. But who knew about it? Only certain people. But now, if something like that, if someone who is very sharp makes a certain remark against the Godel, so then they put it heavy. So I said to the editor, the real Mivayish of the Babi Cherebi is not the Yitzchak. It's you. Because you put it in the paper, and I mentioned the Talmud. So when the chibbe is made, even though it's already half a year after the biush, so then we have the recapitulation of the same biush. Well, this was the Rambam. So shaneh amal shalei chovol bebiyodom eli beishes the yosei bebesni shebishois. Shebishois. So, Nim says Lomat. Alright, anyway, so the Rambam says that Nezek and Tzar, Nezek and Tzar is Knas, but here from the Lord it appears that it's not Knas, because in respect to the Knas of Enes, so the Lord says, Momenen Knosser Yalfino, and here, in respect to the basis of God, we don't say Momenen Knosser Yalfino, but the Lord says something else. The retainment nailed in basis of Gam, Shana basis of Gam, the Avuye Shaya Bigabai, the Avuye Shaya Bigabai. So, she is reading Helbe, she is Yodel Vaisho, who we paid more before Mom Shinikoe, the boy Mosalo in Nuku Mukeshri, the Havoy basis of Gam, the Anu Zeshe Bola, and Hassa Mom in Zeshe Zilzalo, the Logik Fitzu Aleo Tate. Now, what's the pshat? Shana beishes of gam tavuye shaya b'gabaye. So there are two gersoyes. One gersoy Rishini mentioned shana beishes gam the isli tzar l'avuye, because the father also has tzar from the beishes of gam of the daughter. So Miriam couldn't learn out. So we could say, do you know why the father gets the basis of gam of the daughter of the Naro? Because he also has sah. Mashem king, the gavidushi. I mean, why should the father get the kesidushi of the daughter? Of the daughter, after all, he was becoming the daughter of the father. That's one girsay. But Rashi's girsay is not the Israel tzara l'abwe. But Rashi's girsay is shame basis of gam. The Avuye Shaya Bigabai. The Avuye Shaya Bigabai. So what does it mean? The Avuye Shaya Bigabai is Sheyesh Lei Din Chelek Ben. Sheyesh Yodel Levaisho. Uli Pegmo Bishim Monim Sheyipnuo. The Boye Mosalo Le Nuvo Le Mukishrim. The Havali Beishe Subgam. The Hanu Zeshe Boalel. The Chase Monim Zeshe Zilzelo. The Logik Pitsu Oleo Tidi. So in other words, because the father has the keach, has the reshus, to turn over his daughter to a nuvu mukishrim, and then he'll get from the nuvu mukishrim. Nuvu mukishrim means a leper, I mean someone who is afflicted with leprosy. So he'll get a very big sum of money from the nuvu mukishrim. But now that somebody was mi'amiser, so even the nuvu mukishrim will not give such a big sum of money for her. So Mele, the one who is Mi'anis, the daughter, he in effect is Mechasa Momin to the father. So that's why the father is entitled to get it. But how can you learn out that the father should also get a Kesedushin? Should also get Kesedushin. Now, Tesis and Old Vishini is the cash against this Gemara. I mean, Inspector Rashi is here. According to the other Gersa, there is no Kashi. According to the Gersa of this Litzara Bidabaya, this Litzara Lavuya, there is no Kashi. The Kashi is only according to Rashi. How can the Gemara say, Shana Beishis of Gamda Avuya Shaya Bidabaya? Why? Because he can turn over the daughter to Nibu Mishrim. How is it that he can turn over the daughter to Nibu Mishrim? Because he can decide to be makni the daughter to minuvu mukashrim. That emanates from the rishus that the father has over the daughter. to turn over to imen bidushi. But right now the Gemara is arguing that perhaps as speaking of Satanish Hazeh has reference only to Iktano. It does not have reference to a Nara. So Nara, he cannot turn over in Dush. So really he couldn't even turn over. So according to the Havamin of the Gemara, a father couldn't turn over the daughter in Dush to a Milvulukeshim. So really, how can we say, Ishanu Beishis of Gamda, Abu Ishanu Bidabai, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, He's not Chayavidah. Because a father could only turn over Iktano, he couldn't turn over Inah. So one Teretz in Tetzvah is that he still could turn over. Why? True, that according to this Habamun of the Gemara, a father has no issues to be Mikabu Bidushin, to be Makne the daughter Bidushin to somebody. But I mean, Inara, he doesn't have rishus to turn over Inara. But Iktano, he certainly has rishus. As speaking of Satori Shazer, so according to this Habamine, speaking of Satori Shazer, his reference to Iktano. So Mele, the father is still able to turn over the daughter while she is still Iktam, so it will be Mikabu Dushin from Yuvu Mikashrim, and then she will be Mikodeshes to him even when she goes up. Because once he's Mikadesha, so she does not go out from the shoes of the husband, say, when she becomes an Arab. So the male is still, can say Shana Beishis Gam Davu Shaya Bidabaye. Not Shaya Bidabaye by turning over the Naro to Nimun Shrim, but by turning over the daughter while she is still Iktano, and then she will remain the wife of the Nimun Shrim when she is in Naro. That's one thing. Then Tesis gives another thing. But according to the other Teretz, so there is another pshat in the Gemara when the Gemara says, "Ve'im ha'han milektano ilesle yavet habo dushin, avu naro diisle yavet habo dushin tad dishiu nafsho v'tishke kasa." Another pshat, because the first pshat of Tesis is "Ve'im ha'han milektano," that the pasuk of his beating a sacrifice hazeh is limited only to ektano, that the father can only be mikabo dushin for the Bitiktan, not for the Bitinara. what they call it the second Psha. The Gemara didn't mean that the speaking of Satri Isha Zed is limited only to Ketan. Of course, a speaking of Satri Isha Zed deals with Nara also. Deals with Nara at all, the Pasuk says it's Koluo. Iktanu is Mizanu, so then she doesn't get any onshi. So the Pasuk has reference to Ketano and to Nara. But insofar as Tanu is concerned, so the father is the exclusive Das Matter. Mashein can respect to Nara. Maybe the father is not the exclusive Das Matter. It's true that the father can be covered Dushin on behalf of the pretty Nara, but perhaps the Nara, in view of the fact that she is a tailor, she could also be covered as Dushin herself. And she can bear a Dushin herself. And then when Gemara says, Ve'ime, Hanu Mila Ketano, so then the father always gets a Chesed Dushin, because he is the exclusive Das Matter. He lets Layad a Kabbal Dushin. Our Nara is Layad, so true that the father can be Kabbal Dushin. And when the father is Kabbal Dushin, so in Achaname, then he gets the Chesed Dushin. But since she's a Dela and she's Das and she's a Yad, so maybe she too can be in Kabbalah Dushin. And if she is in Kabbalah Dushin, then she should accept the Kesef Dushin. How do you know that even in the case where she is in Kabbalah Dushin, so the father still gets the Kesef Dushin, and not, because the Dushin still belongs to the father, and not to the daughter, and not to the daughter. That's the other Pshat I did. Elam is that's another word. So what is the Kasha of Gemara? The Kasha of Gemara is, how do we know that Bein Ketano, Bein Nara, so because Dushi belongs to the father. Maybe Ketano, alright, the Gemara is admitted, it's conceded. The Ketano, so the father always gets the Kesed Dushi. But maybe by Nara, he doesn't get the Kesed Dushi by Nara. So according to one Pshat, he takes this. He never gets the Kesed Dushin by Nara, and according to the other Pshat, he says, maybe he only gets the Kesed Dushin when he is in the Kabbalah of the Kesed Dushin. Not when the daughter herself is in the Kabbalah of the Dushin. Now, from this, now again, in this Pshat, there is a Machlokes Shem. In this second Rosh, in Tesis, so there is a Machlokes Shem. According to Tesis, and the Tisosh and the Titfo. So the Pshat in the Gemara is in the second portion in Tesis. Said Vein Hanimil Ketano Bless Layad Kabbal Dushin. So then the father always gets the Kesed Dushin. Always gets the Kesed Dushin. But by now. So the father never gets the Kesed Dushin as the first Loshin. And according to the second Loshin, it is first, but by Nara, sometimes he gets the Kesed Dushin if he is Mikavod Dushin. And sometimes he doesn't get the Kesed Dushin. How do you know that even when she is Mikavod Dushin, so the father still gets the Kesed Dushin? How do you know that? So then, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Elo mistabre dechi komi ma'it, yitzia di kavosi komi ma'it. Yitzia di kavosi komi ma'it. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi in case is explained the same way. Elo leilo, mikro kame di yukesat kod mzenai, ud kashe lo, veine le gido, by now, Rashi's pshat is, like the first Washington case, that's how it's mashed. That perhaps, by Nara, so the father always gets a Kesed Dushin. Perhaps Nara, so he's not in the shoes of the father to be Mikudeshes, but she's in her own shoes to be Mikavod Dushin. So, in the melee, she gets a Kesed Dushin. Mistabre lo vio de rekomimayot yitzia serasne, vidin yitzia somo lo vio, ugo lima kam in kesed. לעבוד בצי הסעודה, שיש כסף, יציע דקבוסי קומי מים. יציע סעירס מדיניה דייציע אומו קומי מים, מדינומו, ולמימה ויש כסף בו, ומה יציע סעומו הפריות, אם כסף לא עוד, אם דינף כמרשוסי כל מקור, אף מיעוד, יש כסף, כדאי לציע סעירס, יש כסף למי שיוצא ממנו קומה, ואיימו, in other words, since there is a gosh, of in kesef lod mize, avo yish kesef lod nachem. So in other words, in shlosh il yasmo, if neither the lod is miyari, no, nor the son, nor is there the roin kesef. So then, she still goes out in a goyish desires. And she doesn't, and the lod doesn't get any money, because in case of the roin kesef, the lod gets money. But in this case, the Odin doesn't get any money. So in this Yitzhak, there is Midotza Chinom in Kesef. But in another Yitzhak, in another situation, another Yitzhak, the Odin does get Kesef. So what does it mean another Yitzhak when she becomes Mikodeshes? So just as in this Yitzhak, the Odin comes, the shoe she goes out, doesn't get Kesef. So in the other Yitzhak, it also means the Odin, from whose Rishus she goes out. So, from whose Rishus does she go out when she becomes Mekudeshes? From the father's Rishus. She does not go out from her old Rishus, on the contrary. Her old Rishus, her old Jews, which she strengthened as a result of the Rishus. But the father's jurisdiction is reduced, because in respect to her first Midorah, so she goes out of the exclusive issues of the father. So Mele, that means that the Dosh implies that the Kesef belongs to that Odin from whose issues she goes out. Who is that Odin? Not she herself, because she doesn't go out from her own issues. On the contrary, her own issues is promoted, but she goes out from the issues of the father. It's here the Kavosi coming by. יציאס, איזה סיבורי זה יציאס אומו קומי מי, מדינומו, ומי מהווי יש כסף בו, ומה יציאס אומו הופריעו עם כסף לאודי, ונפקי משוסי כמה עוד, אף מי עוד יש כסף בגודאי ויציאס אירו שלו, ויש כסף למישיות של מני כמה, והיינו, so the Gemara says, ומדם יחי יציע להי יציע, חוסו נפקר עם ישוסות מלגמרי, ואוכי הקטה מחסר המסור ולחופה, because by virtue of the dush she doesn't go out of the rishus of the art, she still remains in the rishus of the art, even after dush, and still in the suit. So, why did it tell it? But first, we don't need nafkar in the rishus. Dikman, naram rosso, vio, bayom, firm, dara. So until the Dushin, the father had exclusive jurisdiction over our first Dushin. After the Dushin, the father becomes divested of exclusive jurisdiction. And he becomes invested only with joint jurisdiction, together with yours. So there is, to a certain extent, the tzion yoshusei of the father. Now, this is, so, according to Rashi, and this is first Pshat Roshi, so the Morris Kashi was, maybe the process of the 20th Satur Yisha Zeh, which implies that the father came to Tabo Dushi, has reference only to Ktano, and now the father cannot be in Tabo Dushi. So Melech, since now herself, she's a dealer, she's a da, she's a yad, she has to be Tabo Dushi, so maybe the Kesef should belong to her. So there's a Kesef in the Gemara, no, that Yesh Kesef Lod Nachir, and who is Lod Nachir? The Ab, that means that the father has jurisdiction over the Nahr also. So Mele, the Pasuk tells us that the Kesef belongs, that the father has jurisdiction over the Nahr also. Mele, the Kesef belongs to the father. Now, according to the second Russian thesis, so the Kahana Minot Gemara was not that perhaps by now the Naro can always be Mikabel Yushin. But perhaps by now both can be Mikabel Yushin. The father can be Mikabel Yushin and the Naro itself can be Mikabel Yushin. And maybe in the case where the Naro itself is Mikabel Yushin, then the Kesedushin belongs to her. When the father is Mikabel Yushin, then the Kesedushin belongs. Then the Kesedushin belongs to the when the father is when the father is becoming Kesedushin, then the Kesedushin belongs to the father. But in the case where the daughter is becoming Kesedushin, then the Kesedushin belongs to the daughter. The Kesedushin belongs to the daughter. That stays as second wash, and that's the pshat of the case of Hosh. And but the Rabban, the Rashba, they explain it in a similar way, but in one day, because the Rabban and the Rashba say that the Moras Kashi is Ve'im Mehani Milektano, the less the yard the Kabul of Dusha, Avon Naro, who has that and who has the yard, maybe she too can also be in the Kabul of Dusha. And then, if she too can be in the Kabul of Dusha, so then the Kesef Dusha belongs to her. So the Moras Kashi is no, it's here the Kabose come in my aid that the father has exclusive jurisdiction to be the Kabul Kedusha. So Mele, the father cannot even be the Kabul Kedusha. The difference between Teisesh and the Rosh, and the Litvoshit on one hand, and the Rambam and the Rashboset on the other hand, is because Teisesh assumes, as it were possible, that by now, so both can be the Kabul Kedusha. The father can be Mikabel Yedushin, and the daughter can be Mikabel Yedushin. And the kasha of the Gemara was, the habamin of the Gemara was, in the case where the daughter is Mikabel Yedushin, then perhaps the keset Yedushin should belong to the daughter. And the teretz of the Gemara is, the true indeed, that the daughter can be Mikabel Yedushin, because she has a yad, but even in that case situation, so, who takes the Kesef Kedushin? Who gets the Kesef Kedushin? The father. But true indeed, the daughter can be the Kabbalah Kedushin. The daughter can be the Kabbalah Kedushin. Basharin came, the shite of the Ramban and the Rashba is, that's inconceivable. That the daughter should be the Kabbalah Kedushin and the father should get the Kesef Kedushin. If the daughter can be Mikabel Yedushin, so she is the Das Makne. If she is the Das Makne, so then we apply the same longness that the Gemara said, Hoch Hashte, or Vio Mikabel Yedushin, or the Ksivis, Vio Sakri Shazay, Vio Shakra Taske. In other words, the one who is the Das Makne, he always gets the Kesekim. So that's impossible. But the Hagamun of